Are you enjoying or curious about this intuitive eating thing, but you just can't really adopt it because you can't get past embracing your current body as it is? If this is you, listen in for 3 tips on how to embrace your present moment body.
Welcome to the Love Your Food, Love Yourself, Love Your Life podcast. I am Tammy, your fun-loving and often quirky host. I have been a dietitian for close to 20 years where I've helped countless women transform not only their relationship with food, but more importantly themselves. I believe to my core that as you start peeling back the layers to loving your food and yourself, you end up loving your life like never before. And now is the time, my friend. It is time to break up with diet culture, shift your current stories, rev up your internal wisdom, and recognize that every body, regardless of size, not only deserves dignity and respect, but can be healthy because your habits and how you love on yourself is truly what matters. In this podcast, we have real conversations about struggles, insecurities, and false beliefs with loving ourselves and each other through the lens of curiosity, anti-judgment, intuitive eating, spirituality, journaling, and a heaping dose of laughter. Maybe some tears, but always a whole lot of realness.
Hey, friends, it's Tammy Lance, and I have my good friend Beth with me today. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Tammy. Hey, everyone.
We are so excited to be here with you, and we can't wait to get started today. So let's go ahead and jump in. And I just want to say this right out the gate, okay? Reality is this. You can't embark on learning to trust your body without wondering what will happen to your body if you make different choices than what you have done in the past. A lot of emotions are probably coming up for you as you're considering this journey, or you've already started this journey, or wherever you're at, you're having emotions, which means you are human and that's normal. And some of these emotions might not be the best emotions. I mean, for most of your life, you have been really thinking about how to make your body smaller in the future, or how to keep your body small, because that's what diet culture has really taught all of us. But you see, thinking about your future body just does not help you love and nurture your current body. And your current body is what is allowing you to experience life right now, in this very moment, okay? Your body right now is allowing you to listen to this episode, to walk around, to clean your house, to drive, however it is that you're listening to this, your current body is allowing you to do that, okay? So whatever it is you're doing right now, tell your body thank you that it's allowing you to do that, okay? And we'll get into this more. But today, we're going to cover 3 ways that you can really start to embrace that present moment body, meaning that body that you're walking around with or sitting with or whatever it is that it's doing right now. We are going to help you embrace that body.
Yay. I love this topic, Tammy, because it comes up so frequently in conversations with our members and our programs and in our Facebook group. It is like the hurdle that so many women find challenge with. You know, they can get their head wrapped around the food, but when it comes to embracing their current body, whether or not it's changed or whether they want it to change, can feel really daunting and overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it is so important to just consider these 3 tips. And I like to tell people, you may have heard some of these before, especially if you've been walking the intuitive eating journey for a little while, you might have heard some of these tips and you'll be like, check, 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 check. And I invite you to ask yourself, are you actually doing the things we mentioned today? Because I don't know about you, Tammy, but I often will listen to podcasts and they'll have these great ideas and these tips and blah, blah, blah. But if I really get real with myself, like they're great ideas, but I've never actually applied them and tried them on myself.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just want to remind you, if you're listening here, that if these sound familiar, they may or may not, I have no clue. But if they do, ask yourself, well, have I actually done that thing that they're talking about? So with that said, the first thing that can really support a woman in embracing her present moment body is to buy clothes that fit her current present moment body. Okay. And this is a pretty common thing you might hear in the intuitive eating world is buy clothes that fit. It is also something I have witnessed to be easier said than done. For so many years or decades of our lives, we've held on to that pair of skinny jeans in hope, in this idea that in the future we'll be able to wear them. And we tend to allow our clothing to be a lot like the scale, where it can literally change, can make or break our day depending on how well the thing fits, right? Just as we can give our power away to the scale, we can also give our power and our joy and our peace away to that old pair of jeans that just doesn't button quite the same way it used to. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to just speak of this in skinny jeans because it's all different types of clothes that can make our body feel good or make our body feel not so good. And when our body is not feeling great because of the clothes are fitting, you know, inappropriately, or they fit too tight or too loose, I mean, it could go both ways. We are more conscious of our body and how it's not fitting into the thing that we're being contained in, meaning our clothing. And this doesn't just mean our jeans and our shirts, but it also includes our bras and our underwear. And I bring that up because I talk to so many women who are just holding on to those old bras and that underwear that's like starting to rip at the seams. And it's like thinning out and really nasty and gross because they're thinking to themselves, I don't want to go to the store and buy anything new until my body changes, right? And that's what Tammy and I discuss, is that broken strategy. If you continue to put on that old gross underwear every day, I mean, how do you think that adds to your confidence in your present moment body? And I think the simple answer probably most women can identify with is it doesn't. It doesn't make us feel good. So it's important to, in this context, get resourceful. You know, you don't have to go drop, you know, $1,000 on a new wardrobe, but I invite you to explore what's available to you in terms of adding pieces to your wardrobe that can really support you feeling good in the skin you're in. Do you have anything to add, Tammy?
Yeah, I would like to just add a little bit. I know there's sometimes a lot of talk about, well, I don't want to go buy new clothing or new this right now, because what if my body keeps changing, you know, in the future? And I just have to ask you, you know, how does that help you feel better right now? Does it help you to continue to be worried about what will continue to happen with your body? You know, or could it be more important to say, what can I do right now for my body to dress it today? And I know there's sometimes a lot of questions around, well, but I'm spending money on these things and I don't want to keep spending it. But like Beth said, it doesn't mean going and dropping a lot of money. It's just prioritizing what's going to help me feel the best right now. And I know some of the clients I've worked with, they've said, you know what, I'm going to save for even a few weeks in order to be able to go and buy XYZ clothing. And just from that act of saving for it, actually help them feel better in that day. Even if they didn't have the new clothing that day, they were making a plan towards having it. And so that helped them also feel better. And we have an entire episode actually on how to style your power with Alma Barrera. And so I'd highly recommend listening to that one if you're still having any quandaries around, you know, how to dress and what to do and what to pick. Because I think another big question, Beth, that kind of comes up, and this is something I experienced, was when it did come time for me to buy some new clothes, I had no idea what size to pick. And that can be a really daunting task. And so what you need to really have in that situation, which we go in that episode, we go very deep into that conversation, but I'll give you kind of an overview here, is you need to get really curious and you need to recognize that depending upon what store or outlet or online resource you're using, every single size could be completely different. And that's just the reality. You're not going to be able to say, all of my sizes are going to be XYZ size. And so you're just going to have to get curious and try it out. And there's no harm in trying because you can always return clothing if it ends up not being the right fit for you.
And I too, Tammy, I think another thing that women forget that they can do is, let's just say the number, you know, having that knowledge that sizes vary from brand to brand. Okay, that's all well and good, but it can still feel uncomfortable to buy a size that might be larger, you know, significantly different than what you were used to buying. So I invite women to remove the tags from their clothes. You know, there's no reason you have, once you find that piece that fits you really well and feels good, just cut it out, right? Or take a Sharpie and write a little love note to yourself over the number. Like, I love you, you're beautiful, or something of that nature, some affirmation that is more true than what your pant size is having any dictation over your goodness or your worthiness, right? So cut those tags out, or get a Sharpie and like write something new for yourself on those tags that actually also supports you feeling really good in the clothing you're wearing.
And it may not even, I just want to add one more thing to this little tip here, is it may not be buying new clothes. It might be actually just allowing yourself to wear other stuff that's in your closet versus attempting to fit into something that you're just really strongly desiring to get into. Because if you go into these other pants or shorts or shirt or whatever, it might say something about yourself. But the reality is going to those clothings that, you know, are more comfortable, say nothing about you besides the fact that you're supporting your current body. And that's all it really has to mean.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So again, ask yourself, you might've heard this before, you know, buy clothes that fit, and you kind of let it go in one ear and out the other. So invite yourself to see, have I done that thing for myself? Am I comfortable? And how would that support me in embracing my present moment body right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, we have more tips, right?
Yeah. Let's go on to the second tip on embracing your present moment body. We invite you to really decide what it is that you want to call body movement, and then do movement that feels good to you and excites you. Okay. I, for one, am a fan of releasing any terminology around body movement that really no longer serves you. So if exercise causes feelings of eeks, you know, you want to shrug up your shoulders and your chest tightens and everything, don't use the word exercise. Don't use the word workout. Let go of really utilizing the language of burn calories. Okay. So just let go of that terminology and find terminology that really helps you set new intentions with how you're going to move your body. You can call it anything. I mean, really, you could call body movement something like zookeeper or something. I don't know. I'm just saying some random word. Okay. But I personally just like to use the word body movement, because really, when you think about body movement, it's about changing a position of your body part in respect to your whole body. So body movement can literally be moving your head up and down, back and forth, stretching your neck. Body movement can be rolling your wrists around. Body movement could be stretching your arms. Body movement could be rolling your arms around. If you could see me recording this video or this podcast, I'm actually doing all of these things right now. But you know, it can be just, you know, moving all of the body's extremities in the way that they were designed to move. You know, our bodies were not designed to just sit and have kind of slumped over shoulders. So body movement is literally, for me, it's just moving the body in a way that feels good to it and is really gentle and respectful and loving for the body. Is there anything you would add to this, Beth?
I mean, I think the reality too is that most of us feel better about ourselves. It improves confidence. It improves blood flow. We feel good. The endorphins that are released when we utilize body movement that feels good, mm-hmm, is really positive for how we feel in the moment. So, you know, for me, I just going for a walk, I feel better. I went on a walk before we came to do these podcast recordings because I knew that I would have more confidence and more connection with you, Tammy, if I had moved my body beforehand, right? So it's very
easy and simple, this tip, but it's also really, really profound. Mm-hmm. And I think, I know for me personally, like I've gotten caught in that very stagnant, not moving my body space. And I noticed that sometimes body image issues and concerns start to leak in when I haven't been moving my body in a joyful way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's a really important point to bring up is that we need to, I say we, because Beth and I are currently still on this journey of ever evolving, doing our own work. So I will reframe this, but for any of you listening, we invite you to also do this. And we invite you to just reframe why you're moving your body. Because for the longest time, right, you may have equated body movement to I'm burning calories. Exercise is equated to being on a diet. And so maybe in the past, you exercised when you were being good on your diet. And then if you stopped being good on your diet and you're now bad on your diet, you basically would stop moving your body. And so I know that through all the clients that we work with, there's oftentimes this really strong correlation of exercise is just kind of a diet culture thing. And so if I start moving my body right now, I'm just basically getting back into diet culture. And what we're inviting you to do is really decouple that. And again, reframe why it is you're moving your body. Beth mentioned that for her, she really feels a lot more grounded and connected and has a much more positive emotional state, which these are all huge aspects and huge benefits to the benefits, right, of doing body movement. But I also want to add just a little tidbit out there because I don't think this is talked about enough. But as women, so primarily we know that based on statistics, mostly women are listening to this podcast. So women, as we age, are basically losing bone density. And that's just a natural part of the aging process. However, one of the best things that we can do to reduce losing bone density is to make sure that we are doing resistance and strength training. And we don't talk about this hardly at all in terms of taking care of our body. The messages from diet culture are always about lose the weight to take care of your body. But no one's talking about how when you're losing weight and you're maybe losing muscle mass, that's actually going to fast track your bone density sloughing away and having more brittle bones as you age. And I know that all of us on this journey, we want to age in the best way that we possibly can, because the reality is we're all aging. And so I invite you to, you know, be thinking about this reframe of like, why would it be important for me to do body movement? Do I care about bone density? Do I care about my muscle mass? Do I want to support my heart and lung strength? Or, you know, maybe it's because I too experience a really, you know, impactful emotional support with body movement. So whatever it is, you as the listener, we want you to decide what positive benefit do you get from doing body movement that are completely decoupled and detached from anything that you knew in diet culture? Because without a reframe of a benefit, you're probably not likely going to want to do body movement. That's just the reality.
Yeah, for sure. So I had to reframe exercise in my early days of embarking on this journey. It was a really, really important part. And then also recognizing that body movement in general also really does contribute to my overall well-being and feelings of peace and joy. So it's a part of my day now to move my body, but it has nothing to do with those diet culture reasons for doing it, which for me, it was strongly, strongly connected to in my past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we move to the third talking tip, Tammy?
Yeah, actually, I was just going to mention one thing because we want to talk about embracing that current body, the present body right now. And I also just want to really highlight that when you're thinking about doing some body movement, I really invite you to be thinking about your current present body. Okay. You're not thinking about your body of what it could do 20 years ago, or even 5 years ago, or even 6 months ago. We really invite you that if you want to embrace your present moment body, you need to think about what it needs today. So think about what it needs today and ask your body what it needs today. Does it need stretched? Does it need walked? Does it need more strength? does it, you know, whatever it is, like listen to your body. Your body will tell you what it needs for today. And that's going to be foundational, I think, for, again, coming into embracing that present moment body. And without further ado, let's move into the third point of how to embrace that present moment body.
I love it, Tammy. This is all really important stuff. And I'm assuming at this point you're seeing the benefit of these different tips and how you could apply them for yourself. And the third tip that we want to share today is this whole concept of activating gratitude and moving your attention to the feelings that you want to feel. And I acknowledge as I step into this that there might be someone out there like, oh no, another conversation about gratitude. Like that's all you see plastered all over social media. Like just love yourself. Just, you know, say nice things to yourself. And it can almost feel almost like we're bypassing how we really feel about ourselves, which may not be the most positive. But what we can say and what we know about neuroscience, which is again, a topic that Tammy and I geek out about because we love it so much, is that we do have to, I don't want to say trick, but we do need to move our attention to gratitude if we truly want to embrace our present moment body, because it's likely that for years or decades, you have been trapped in these negative thinking patterns that I call it horizontal thinking. When I talk to my clients, like we look in the mirror, right? And we see a body part that we're not really crazy or fond of. And then it leads to another thought about another body part or a fear that that body part is changing too rapidly or that someone's not going to like us because of that body part. And then we step into, oh my gosh, now I need to control my food and I need to go exercise on the treadmill for 30 minutes. You can see how one little glimpse in the mirror can lead to this expansion of these thoughts that don't serve us. Okay. And so that can be a way to take us away from our present moment body and into all of the crazy thoughts in between the ears that really, really can trip us up on this journey. Okay. And really make us wonder and question, can I do this? Can I be an intuitive eater? So by activating gratitude, and it doesn't have to be, oh, I love my body. I love every inch of my body, but activating gratitude for just the simple things that our body does for us can be extremely powerful in starting to redefine those neural pathways or those automatic thinking patterns that can often get us into trouble. So for example, if we look into the mirror and we see that body part we're not so crazy about, I'm not asking you to say, oh, I love you anyway. I mean, you can do that. That's fine. But I'm asking you to move your attention to an aspect of yourself that you can be grateful for. So your mind might want to take you to those thighs that you just don't care for at the moment. But what I invite you to do through a gratitude practice is to look into your eyes and say, you know what? Thighs aside, you have really beautiful eyes. Mm-hmm. Or thank you, body, for these hands that help me do the things that I do with my children or grandchildren. Or perhaps it's even simpler than that. Thank you, body, for allowing me to breathe. Like if you can't find anything you're grateful for, and you can't find gratitude for the fact that you're a breathing, living human being, you know, that's probably the most basic, right? All of us can experience some level of gratitude for being alive on this planet and having a breath that keeps us in our moments, right? So just even going very simply, like, thank you, body, for breathing and keeping me alive in this moment. That can be the most simple gratitude practice and most basic that most women can connect with, but you can play around with it. The idea, however, is to use your self-awareness muscle to recognize when those less than positive thoughts start to creep in and to redirect. Literally, we are where our attention is. And if we allow ourselves to shift and allow our brains to take us on this negative journey, that's where we're going to go. So the invitation of gratitude and moving that attention is to you know, come up with 3 or 4 statements of things you can be grateful for in pretty much every moment. Write them down on a sticky note, rehearse them every single day in the mirror or not in the mirror, whatever makes you happy, but rehearse those things that you can be grateful for to start to reconnect yourself to that which is possible for you. And I can guarantee that embracing your present moment is possible, but it requires practice and consistency. Every single tip we've talked about today, right, Tammy, is things that are fairly simple and straightforward. Buy clothes that fit, right? Move your body in a way that feels joyful and feels good. You know, reframe that whole exercise paradigm to how am I nurturing myself and my body with movement? And then this whole idea of gratitude, again, it almost seems too simple, but it's the simple stuff that often is the most profound if we practice it. And that there's a strong emphasis on that word if, right, Tammy?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We need to practice it. And it's a constant practice, and it's where we're putting our attention to with all of the things. And I wanted to just highlight and offer a little bit of a bonus tip here. So Beth mentioned moving to gratitude does not necessarily mean bypassing any negative feelings that you may be experiencing, but it's recognizing them and then shifting it. And if you're finding that really a struggle here, I want to kind of offer this little kind of bonus thought of what you may need to do if you're really struggling with that. You may need to really mourn the loss of a fantasy body that you've chased for so long, and you've chased this kind of temporary illusion that finding peace can come from being on a diet of some sort, or, you know, having some type of food control or, you know, body control. And so, you know, you really may need to mourn this loss that you're no longer doing that futuristic thinking. Okay. Because that's how that's the habit really that you've created, or that's been created for you really by your upbringing and indoctrination and diet culture and all of that. But it's been a habit for you to be looking in that future body. And you may need to just kind of mourn and have a little bit of grief around no longer subscribing to that. And there's a little bit of an experience of loss there. But, you know, I invite you to consider the price you may pay staying connected to that future fantasy body. Then just really, you know, ask yourself, when am I going to be ready to say goodbye to that fantasy? And when you do decide to say goodbye to that future fantasy body, this is when you will truly open the door to the true, true peace that's available not only with your body, but in so many other facets of life. And believe me, we understand the emotions that can come up with this. Okay. So getting emotional support from trained professionals and being a part of a community who is discovering really these same hurdles is foundational for you, for living really the fulfilling life that you're looking for, and for to really just be able to come into that present moment body with peace. So today, you know, we went through these 3 kind of nuggets of things that we know are foundational for all of the clients that we work with. But these are only 3 of the things that we teach. And we know that being in a community and working with somebody is your quickest and most effective path to being able to come into that present moment body with just complete peace and joy and love. So anything to add, Beth, before we go into the transformational takeaway for this episode?
Not today, Tammy. You did a great job.
I went on a soapbox a little bit, but thank you for listening, everybody. If you're still with us, your transformational takeaway is your present moment body is what is allowing you to be present in your life. So dress her well, move her in a way that feels good, and give her gratitude with unconditional love. Much love, everybody.
Thank you so much for taking precious time out of your day to connect here. You listened because there is some part of you that is interested in learning to love your food, love yourself, and love your life. But if you're like most women, you have already been down this road before, wishing, hoping, and wanting for something to finally actually work, but things don't change. That being said, if you're committed to creating long-term change, then whatever you do, consider joining our brand new Uplift community. It's a private and safe Facebook community where you're supported by peers and two professional dietitians and intuitive eating counselors. Again, thank you so much for being here. Much love.